once again, Tuesday morning. It is another edition of the Community Corner on KWHI, where I am joined in studio, Craig Montana, by a member of the community. Tell us about what's happening around the area, and today being honored to be joined by Sheriff Otto Honick in studio today. And Sheriff, how goes it?
Well, Craig, good morning, and good morning to our listening audience, and a belated Happy New Year. You know, you and I were just talking about it's already the 24th of January.
Yeah, month's almost over with.
Seemed like just yesterday we were
celebrating the new year, Christmas, everything was just around the corner. Yeah.
Wow, how fast time flies.
It really does. And getting into 2017, and just recently you guys gave a little update about what happened about last year, 2016. Tell us a bit about what you guys went through last year.
Well, you know, Craig, I'd first like to thank our listening audience and all those citizens in our county for giving me the opportunity to serve you all as your sheriff for the next 4 years. I look forward to that challenge. In addition, look at the weather outside for just a moment.
Yeah.
I encourage you
nice,
all to maybe once this is over with, once the radio show is over, get outside and enjoy this wonderful weather. But back to your question. You know, in 2016, our office was very busy, as in the previous 3 years. But what we've noticed, especially last year, is the number of calls that our officers are making. We made over 24,000 calls last year. And we're not talking about 25, 35, 45 deputies making these calls. We're talking about a handful. And our men and women never stop. When you have just that number of deputies out that drive 800,000 miles or more, we're moving. You know, we dealt with over 4,000 traffic-related events last year. Our office served over 1,500 warrants. We assisted local agencies, statewide agencies, and motorists over almost 800 times last year. We were busy.
Okay, and you said 24,000 calls. What was the biggest amount of calls that you guys had? What type of calls do you know?
They range from anything you can imagine, from loose livestock to alarm calls to traffic-related events to motorist assist to burglaries. Anything that you can imagine someone needing law enforcement for, we made those calls. And speaking of livestock calls, 800 of those in the year,
wow.
Over 800.
Wow.
And that's significant.
Mm-hmm.
I think all the sheriffs in the state, especially the rural counties, are facing the same thing that we face here. And loose livestock calls may not sound like a real big deal, but when that herd of cattle are crossing 105 at 3 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and our families are coming home from wherever they may be, it's nerve-wracking, especially when this loose livestock are on these major thoroughfares.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you get a Brangus or a Black Angus, something like that, and, you know, it's dark at night. You know, it's hard to see, you know, a solid black cow in the middle of the road.
And, you know, we can't just sit back and say, well, they'll go away. If we do that, we're taking a huge chance of someone hitting them and hurting themselves or even losing their life over something such as this. So we take these calls seriously. And, you know, the fallout from loose livestock is that we have to find out where these things belong.
Mm-hmm.
And at 2 or 3 in the morning on a county road, a state highway, or a U.S. highway, sometimes it's difficult. So it takes up a lot of staff time. So those that are listening that have livestock, please, please, please consider what we have to go through in order to secure your livestock for you, and do everything you can to make sure these fences are in good shape.
Now, what is the protocol for, you know, loose livestock? Do you guys come out with a trailer, you know, back with the patrol cars and load it up? Or
again, it's just one of those things where we try to get these livestock calls dealt with as soon as we possibly can, but we also try to locate the owner. Our dispatch office has a system in place that, for the most part, we identify these owners. Mm-hmm. And if we don't, then we have a trailer that is assigned to our office. We have cowboys that are available to us, and we will go load them up, and we will take them to our local auction barn until such time we can find the owner.
Okay.
Repeat offenders, we have to deal with citations. Is exactly what we're doing with that. We'll warn you the first time if your fence is bad. These things happen. Cattle will move from one pasture to the other, even with the good fence sometimes. So we're using good common sense before we issue you a citation for your livestock being loose.
All right. And I guess with that, is there, what is, what, if someone were to get hurt with one of these things, what is the liability for that? I mean, what can happen to somebody? Say the Lhasa gets out and somebody does get involved in a wreck. I mean, what could happen to them?
The liability that you assume as an owner of livestock is huge. You will face civil issues for years if someone gets hurt or killed related to your livestock roaming. So you've got to always consider the civil side of the things that sometimes we allow to happen.
Okay. So I guess, you know, go check your fences.
Go check your fences. That's a good idea.
Yeah. You know, a couple dollars fixing a fence here or there could save you in the long run.
Exactly. You know, and Craig, during the year, I want to mention a couple of other things. In 2016, our Criminal Investigation Division, they've done a wonderful job. They've worked over 300 criminal cases. They successfully investigated and presented to our prosecutors cases related to burglaries, homicides, that they've worked very hard. Not to mention our jail staff. Our jail staff has booked in over 2,000 inmates.
Mm-hmm.
To those born and raised in Washington County, that's a shocker that our little county jail has booked in over 2,000 people in 2016.
That's just 1 year.
That's 1 year.
Wow.
It's a large number. And I'll put an attaboy to this next thing I want to tell you is that last year, and for the first time in the history of the Washington County Sheriff's Office, we submitted an application of one of our employees to the FBI National Academy in Quantico, Virginia. And some of you may have seen that article in the newspaper. Some may not, may have not. Mark Whidden, Sergeant Mark Whidden, who is assigned to our Criminal Investigation Division, was approved to attend this 10-week training, which will end March the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
It began in January, obviously. And his graduation from this National Academy will be St. Patrick's Day. So we're very, very proud of that.
All right. Well, that's awesome. That, you know, that's a big step up in somebody's career like that. So good for him.
Absolutely.
Now, you guys in Washington County, you know, fairly good size as county. What's it like for you guys to patrol, you know, the entire county from border to border on a daily basis?
It's really tough. We're short on manpower like most agencies are at this day and time. We try to cover our over 600 square miles of our county with visible patrol units each day. And we hope to be accomplishing that. We hope that our citizens see that. We hope these people that come to our county or that live in our county and want to commit these crimes are also aware of our visibility in the county. Because as you very well know, when you see a patrol car and you may be driving over the speed limit or you may not be, you still take your foot off the gas.
Mm-hmm.
Criminals recognize these patrol cars as well. They don't want to meet us unless they have not anything better to do.
Yeah.
So it's difficult, to be honest with you, to cover this entire county. So I appreciate the job that our sheriff's deputies do each day. It's just simply amazing and incredible that I hear so many compliments from our citizens especially about their visibility.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, visibility is probably one of the biggest things in our job that slows down or stops criminal activity.
Yeah, just knowing that you guys do patrol that area and you're there, and you know they may be coming by at some point, it could be a deterrent. So that is a big ways to go.
And those statistics aren't available, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We're not quite sure what we deter, but based upon statistics of the drop in burglary and thefts in the county, we believe that our visibility has a lot to do with that.
That could be that's a great thing. You know, it's a good thing. Even just driving a little bit, you know, if you can stop one burglary, you know,
right,
that you've done your job there. We talked about what happened in 2016, heard about some of those numbers. What are some of the things, issues that Washoe County residents should be aware of that are going on here coming up maybe in the future?
You know, currently, I think we are having a huge issue countywide, statewide, nationwide with scams. We have people that have no purpose, that have nothing else to do but find a crime victim and try to scam them out of their hard-earned money, whether it be through a so-called lottery win,
mm-hmm,
or just anything you can imagine, from the grandson being arrested, sending his bond money to a place out of state or out of country. Scams are at an all-time high, and if this scam artist gets one person a day to send them $1,000, then he's successful. How many of us make $1,000 a day?
Not many. Not many.
And when they make 100 calls a day, mm-hmm, while sitting in their home, house or apartment, and find one person to send them money, then they've been successful. ID thefts, we're all familiar with that. People walk into our sheriff's office 3, 4, 5 times a week and file reports in reference to their ID being stolen. Ladies and gentlemen, protect your ID at all costs. Protect that Social Security number. And please do not take the phone calls from people that you do not know, that do not represent you, do not represent your beliefs, and allow them to lead you to believe that you have just won a $1 million lottery.
That you didn't enter.
Those things don't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So please be careful with that. Sounds too good to be true?
Most likely it is.
Correct.
I know, if I see a number that I don't recognize, I just let my voicemail take care of it. If they want to talk to me bad enough, they'll leave a voicemail for me to get back in touch with them.
Correct. And who out there doesn't believe that our population in Washington County is growing?
Oh, exponentially, all the time.
This will be my 20th year in Washington County, and I've watched the growth. And when you have population growth, you automatically have an increase in crime, criminal activity. And let's not be naive about crime in our county being committed by outsiders. We know it happens. South Market Street, not very long ago, the outsiders, the thugs came in, pointed guns at our citizens' heads. Just by luck or hard work and professionalism, these people were stopped and arrested by professional law enforcement officers who took charge. So with that said, you don't have local criminals for the most part. A lot of these groups have been forced out of their own counties. Too much pressure. Now they're coming over here hoping that they'll catch us off guard. So be on guard. The first line of defense is you. Be observant. Don't get complacent in parking lots. And by all means, keep your eyes and your ears open.
Now, say somebody does see something and they want to report that. The best way to get a hold of you guys?
Now, there's several ways to get a hold of us. 911, obviously, is the common sense approach when you're in serious danger. But if you want to talk to us about these things or have advice given to you about certain things that may be of concern, you can call us at the Sheriff's Office or you can go to our website, which is WashingtonCoSheriff.org. We also have a Facebook page and a Twitter page. A Twitter, not a Twitter page.
We tweet. We tweet, right?
We tweet.
Okay. All right. Just look up. Just Washington is Washington County Sheriffs, or what's the handle on that one?
The website is WashingtonCoSheriff.org. It's a beautiful web page, actually. We have things of interest, photographs of things that go on in our community, notes of things that are of interest. We also have icons on the front page of our website that lead you to other directions, DPS, things of that nature. So,
all-encompassing, then.
Please look at that. Please look at that. And for those of you that may have a question, concern, but are hesitant to call 911, but may need our services, call our county dispatch office. Wonderful people there. They'll take your call within the second ring. You actually don't have to go through a computerized system to mm-hmm. talk to someone. They're doing it right. Their phone number is recently been changed. It is now 277-7373. Let's not wear them out with questions about things that could be answered by Google.
Mm-hmm.
Let's utilize them for serious purposes. But that's a secondary number. That's a non-emergency number that has been put in service. So.
All right, Sheriff Onick. Anything else you want to add to the people today? Let them know about what you guys have been up to or are going to be doing in the near future.
Our goals in the sheriff's office are basically simple. Our common sense approach to things is a great help. We don't want our citizens to feel unsafe in their homes. We will aggressively pursue these criminals that choose to be active in our county. And anytime you have the opportunity to protect yourself, whether it's through license to carry or whether it's to pick up the phone and call 911 or to be that first line of defense on your own, take advantage of that, because we are often a long way from you. When you call 911 and desperately need us, we could be 25 miles away from you, but we'll get there as fast as we can. So always be prepared to be your own first line of defense. And once we get there, we will do everything we can to help you. I also want to thank our men and women that work at our sheriff's office. What they do each day is just amazing and incredible. As all law enforcement and public safety officials do, we work against tremendous odds, but yet we get the job done, and hopefully we get the job done well.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in and talking with us today, and we do appreciate everyone that works in your office and your department for all that they do every single day, putting their lives on the line for our safety. We appreciate that.
And thank you for having me, Craig, today, and thank KWHI for always being there for us, taking care of business with us, and last thing is may God bless you all and be safe.
All right. There we go. Another edition of the Community Corner is in the book, Sheriff Otto Honick. We appreciate him for coming in and talking with us today. And we thank you for joining us again today for this edition. We'll do it all again next Tuesday. Another guest in the studio about something happened around the community Community Corner here on KWHI.